This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country has achieved the goals of social justice and inclusive development. Addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day, President Murmu said the government has taken several measures in recent years for the welfare of all sections of society, especially the weaker sections. She added that the poor are getting their own houses and world-class infrastructure is being developed in the country.
हमारे देश में मूलभूत अधिकारों का दायरा समय के साथ विस्तृत होता रहा है अपेक्षाकृत कम साधन संपन्न लोगों को कानूनी सहायता प्रदान करने के संवैधानिक निर्देश प्रति जागरूकता और सक्रियता बढ़ रही है माननीय संसदगण कार्यपालिका विधायिका और न्यायपालिका के साथ साथ सभी देशवासियों की सक्रिय भागीदारी से हमारे संवैधानिक आदर्शों को शक्ति मिलती है
The president released a commemorative coin on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, India thrives with remarkable economic growth, robust infrastructure, widespread digital adoption, and all are getting international recognition. Mr. Dhankar highlighted that this is the occasion to reflect on the Constitution's core values and reaffirm commitment to its guiding principles.
This is an occasion to reflect on our Constitution's core values and reaffirm our dedication to its guiding principles. This masterpiece is a tribute to the profound foresight and unwavering dedication of founding fathers of our Constitution, who for about 3 years shaped our nation's destiny, exemplifying decorum and dedication, navigating contentious and divisive issues with focus on consensus and understanding.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated people on the occasion. He said our constitution is the result of years of penance, sacrifice, ingenuity, strength and ability of our people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation.
हमारा संविधान हमारी गाइडिंग लाइट है
ये सिर्फ अनेक धाराओं का संग्रह नहीं हमारा संविधान सहस्त्रों वर्ष की भारत की महान परंपरा अखंड धारा उस धारा की आधुनिक अभिव्यक्ति और जब हम इस संवैधानिक व्यवस्था से जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप ग्राम पंचायत से लेकर के संसद तक जो भी दायित्व निभाते हमें संविधान के लेटर एंड स्पिरिट को समर्पित भाव से ही हमें अपने आप को हमेशा सज्ज रखना होगा
In the evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court. He will address the gathering on the occasion. The program is being organized by the Supreme Court of India. Prime Minister Modi will also release the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. On the anniversary of the cowardly terror attacks in Mumbai on 26th November 2008, President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in these attacks. In a social media post, the president said the nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen. Expressing solidarity with the families of the Bravehearts, the President said this is also the day to reiterate that India remains firmly committed to defeating terrorism in all its forms. SR Group co-founder Shashikant Ruya passed away at the age of 81 last night. The chairman of the SR Group played a significant role in redefining India's corporate landscape. He laid the foundation of the SR Group and made it a global conglomerate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences on the demise of industrialist Shashikant Ruya in a social media post. Mr. Modi said, Shashikant Ruya was a colossal figure in the world of industry. The Maharashtra government has reinstated Rashmi Shukla as the Director General of Police, DGP, and head of the state's police force. This decision follows the conclusion of the assembly elections, according to an order from the State Home Department issued on Monday evening. With that, we end this news bulletin.